Okay, good morning. We're Masechet Zvachim. We're in Daf Kuf Tet Tet Zayin, and we're starting with the bottom of Kuf Tet Vav. Three lines from the bottom, Amar Mar. Okay, so we're going to see now that we quoted a Braita. If you look at on Kuf Tet Vav Amud Bet, just before the Gemara started getting wide lines, we said there, we had the Otvei Braita the Shavi Bechulu. Remember, we had the case with Rav Chisda, and it was either Rav Huna or Rav Chana, depending on the version of the Gemara. And we had there that they were sitting together, and he quoted a pasuk. And the first thing he mentioned was about he spoke about whether the Bechorot were the change God in the at the Mishkan or only already at Har Sinai. Remember. And then we had Rav Chita, and he wanted to bring him a kashya from our Mishnah, and he said another comment that he made also was that the shlamim, that the ola doesn't need dituach ve'efshet. And then he waited to, and he quoted a braita, remember? And he quoted a braita, which discussed both things. And now the Gemara now is going to spend the next part of the whole Amud, or most of the Amud and next Amud, discussing that braita. So the Amar Mar over here is coming out of that braita where the Amar Mar was, where he said that habamot mutarot v'avodava b'chorot v'akol k'sherin likarev b'heim echayev of. That's that line over there. Kol k'sherin. That at that time there, with a bamot, they could bring anything for a korban. Okay? That's where our Gemara picks up. That's our Gemara picking up over here on that. So Amar Mar, ha'kol k'sherin nakriv. So Gemara says, minan imidi. Where does he know that you're kol k'sherin? This is Amar Avuna Damar Kra, even Noach is Bayach Lashem, and he kach b'kol ha-bayma Torah m'kol ha-ofa ha-tahor. So it says, with the time of Noach, when Noach built the bama, right, he took b'kol ha-bayma ha-torah m'kol ha-ofa ha-tahor. The Gemara says, b'hayma ba-of, k'mashmo'o. The fact that it says b'hayma ba-of is exactly like it says, it says m'kol ha-bayma m'kol ha-of. He says, and chaya is a ya b'chlal b'hayma, and chaya was included there in the b'hayma. Right, look at Rashi. The dichtiv zot habehema asher tochlu uchule v'samich le ayil v'tzvi v'yachmur. Okay, so those were the wild animals, the ayil and the tzvi. The tzvi is a deer, etc. Were all right. It said there kol habehema torah mikol ha'ofa tahor, and then the pasuk great close by mentioned these things. So we said chaya is included in the behema and in the off. So we see there that Noach brought a chaya. You can hear me clearly, yes?
Yes.
Okay. So then the Gemara says, Chayim lekevot timimin, ubale mumin. Right now, if you look over here, you'll see that the Rashak is mochek, it's all in brackets, the next few lines. It's quite interesting that Rashi actually explains why he takes out the lines. It's the first time I've ever seen this. I don't think we come across this. Rashi explains why the Gemara, why the brackets are there, why it's actually been excluded. It's quite interesting. Took it Rashi, Garcia Rashi, Zecharim and Kavod, males and females, Tumim Ubale Mumin, La Afuke Mechoser Ever Delo. So Rashi basically tells you, if you read it, without any of those words inside, and he explains why. Right? So he says, because, look at the second, he gives two answers, look at the second answer, it's all been a Gamar Aval Mechoser Ever Lo. The fact that we're saying mechuser v'lo means that includes baalei mumin on pasul. Because if a mechuser ever, I'm jumping now, I'll go back in a second. If a mechuser ever, something that's missing a whole limb, right, the Gemara has to tell us is pasul, then obviously you're telling us that because a baal mum is not pasul. Okay? Because if it's such a chidush that a mechuser ever is pasul, if a baal mum was pasul, then it's a kol shekei that a mechuser ever be pasul, right? But the mechus every is missing a whole limb. Baalmum just took a little blemish. So Rashi says the fact that the Gemara said afuke mechus ever means that a baalmum is okay, and that's why he takes it out here. Because look, the bracket says the chayim nekev tamimin ubaale mumin the amar mar tamot v'zachur bebehema v'aitu v'zachur beofot. He starts discussing where you get tamut v'zachur in a behema or off. It's not relevant because the baale mumin are mutar. Okay, that's why he takes it out. You got that? Okay, so he says lafuke mechus ever delo. Right, so again, Dam Rabbi Lazar minayi the mechus ever shenesal b'nei Noach. How do we know that the mechus ever was asul to b'nei Noach? It was they could bring b'alei mumin, they couldn't bring mechus ever. right? And Rashi mentions it like krivla gavoa, dafka for a korban. Tamud lomar mikol achai mikol batzar amatra. Now, just by the way, this whole Gemara, like the next 10-15 lines, we already learned in Masechet Avodah Zorah, I think, or in Sanhedrin, or in both. This Gemara comes from Avodah Zorah, next one comes from Sanhedrin, right? We'll see it. It can all be covered. We've read this whole sugya. Just a quick run through of what we've learned already. How did that Noah was asked to Mechusa Ever? Because the Gemara says, "Umikol achai mikol basar amra Torah." Right? When the pasuk was telling Moshe Noah what it brings, "Umikol achai mikol basar shnai mikol tavi ela behema lachayot itcha zachar unekeva to live with you." Right, it says, "Mikol achai mikol basar amra Torah." Hakol behema shechayin rashei evarin shela. When it says over here lachayot. Right, it means shechayin rashei evarin. That's how the Gemara learns it. Dafka, that what's living, the his evarim, the appendages, the limbs. Right. Look at Rashi. V'lamadi lazure alayhu ilav mishum hakrava. And why would I care about it other than korbanot? The whole reason I'm telling Noach that the tahorin is going to bring into the table, he needs to bring korbanot. Shikir mem, it's not in the table because you got to use him as a korban when he leaves the table. So Gemara says, no, but how do you know that dafka mechusar aver? Maybe there was asur, maybe it's not the avarim, it's dilma limute treifa. They said, bring in la chayot. Because remember, treifa is won't live for 12 months. So maybe it's actually when it said la chayot, but it means that you can't bring in a treifa, they won't live for 12 months. So it says, no, humi lichayot zera nafka. That's the next pasuk. Next pasuk over there says, in Perek Zayin, Pasuk Gimel, this was Perek Vav, Pasuk Yutit, the previous Pasuk, it says, Lechayot Zera al Pnei Kol Aretz. That's why we have to have an animal that's not a treifa, because a treifa can't give birth. So the Gemara says, okay, Adich Lamanda Amar Treifa Adem Yorelit. That works well according to the Manda Amar Tzimachloket. So that a treifa can't give birth. And Lamanda Amar Treifa Yorelit, my Kilam Amar, how are you going to explain it then? Because if a treifa can give birth, then lachayot zera could include treifas, right? But it's one live for 12 months, so it could still be a treifa. So how do you know that the word there, chayin rashin, means b'chus ever, not a treifa? So amar kra itcha b'domin lach. So he said, no, that can't be a treifa. Why? Because it has to be like you. The pasuk says lachayot itcha, meaning itcha or itach, lachayot itach. Right, like you means to b'domin lach. Rashi says lema'ute treifa, which excludes a treifa. So he said, how do you know that domin lach means a treifa? V'dilma noach gufei treifa habe. Maybe himself is a treifa. Then when we say domin lach like you means also like you, also a treifa. So Gemara says, no, how could Noach be a treifa? Noach, it says tamim ketive, was tamim, was complete. So Gemara says, v'dilma tamim b'dracha. Maybe tamim here doesn't mean physically complete, only means in his mannerisms. So he says, no, because the pasuk says tzadik ketive. It says Noach ish tzadik haya. So how can it be says tzaddik? So Gemara says, okay, still, Dilma tamim bidrachav, he was pure in his ways, but tzaddik b'matzav, and he was a tzaddik in his actions. But still, he could have been a treifa. So Gemara says, no, it can't be. Why? Because Isaac would have to the Noach gufa treifa have. If you think Noach himself is a treifa, me come to Rachmana le Noach, would the Torah say to Noach, let's just add in the words Rachmana, would the Torah say to Noach, dichvatach ayil, you must bring up ones like you, but shlamim lo ta'ayil, but don't bring shlamim, only bring treifas. Doesn't make any sense. And therefore, so says, okay, u'me'achad nafklan mi'itach, right, so now that we know that not a treifa means like you, so the next pasuk, l'chayot zer lamli, why did l'chayot zer lamli? You've already got itach, meaning you're not a treifa. So what's l'chayot lamli? Remember we're discussing all this, according to the mind of Amar, that treifa can't give birth, right? So which is my to tell what we have thought. Itach letzavte ba'alma, maybe bring like you, just for companionship, to have letzivte ba'alma, right? Afilu zaken, afilu saris. You can even bring in old animals, or bring in castrated animals, kamash, but I know, we have the animals that are like you, that are tamim, that aren't a treifa, but also that can give birth, that can procreate, and therefore we know over here, that they couldn't bring in a mechusar ever. Okay? That's the quick run through of that. So we've run through it before. Okay. The next Amar Mar, even though it doesn't say Amar Mar here, the Shittim Kubitz adds in Amar Mar. So that is the second quote we're going to learn from yesterday's Braita. Right? And that Amar Mar comes from, it is Tohorin Avalot Tameim. We said there as well, right? הכל קשרים, בהם החי אוף זכר מן הכבוד, מן בעלי מומין, אם יש תהורין, אבל לא תמאין. Right? So the Gemara says, yeah, תהורין, אבל לא תמאין. ומי הוו תמאין ותורין בהי השייטה? But what do you mean תהור ותמאי? The whole concept of תהור ותמאי was only given to us at Har Sinai. We knew what was a tahor, what was a tamei. Right? I'm trying to find the Rashi there, because actually two answers over here. Look at Rashi. You see the Rashi there, Mihavu? Go to the Rashi there, Mihavu, a little bit up from us, about five lines up, on the Gemara Rashi lines, in the Rashi side. Mihavu, hare lo nitna Torah. There wasn't a Torah yet. So how can you tell me tahor v'tamei? So I'm Rav Shmuel bar Nachman, Rav Yochanan, so he says there, me'otan shelo nevda bahen aveira. He says, no, what do you mean by Torah Tamei? We want animals that hadn't yet had any Averas done with them. So we're assuming it could be Roveya, Nirva, right, of bestiality, maybe Avodah Zorah that they'd been idol worshipped with, or anything of that case. If you look at the Shittim, if you look at the Shittim Mekubetzet, on Ot Zayin, he's got another answer of what the answer could be. He says, Lishnachrin, another answer. He says, "Me'otan she'atidin lehitayer." He says, "What do you mean about tahora and tamein? Already, Hashem told Noach that they're going to be certain animals going to become tamei and tahor. There's going to be this distinction in the future. That's already how Noach acted according to the future. So, two opinions: one that it was shelo ne'avda averu na'averu done with them. The other opinion is that in the future. So, we want to say, now habu yadeh. How is Noach meant to know this? He says, "Rav Chizda, Rav Chizda." There are two opinions over here. The one opinion is that he actually brought all the animals next to the teva, or past the teva. Kol sha teva kultan biyadua shehu tahor. And a teva kultatan biyadua shein tamein. And then it was a test. He brought them to the teva. Did the teva allow them to come in? If yes, beautiful. If not, they went away. That is Rav Chizda's answer. Rabbi Abahu says a different answer. He says, no. He says, Amar kra v'heviyam, v'habaim, sorry. The pasuk there says, "V'habayim zachar nekeva mikol asher ba'u kasher tziva oto lehim ve'yizgor Hashem ba'do," that they came on their own, not that he brought them. Zachar nekeva. Pasuk says, "V'habayim zachar nekeva, male and female. Habayim alehim, they came by themselves. Didn't actually bring them. Look at Rashi there. V'chol otan she'ba'u el ha'tayvim alehim ba'u. They came on their own. U'bahen ekir otam. And how do you know who they were? She'ba'u shiva shiva yada she'en tohorin. The ones who came in packs of seven knew they were tahorin. But shebau shnayim shnayim shein tmein. And so basically it was a miracle. Right? So ever you look at it. Either it was a Harry Potter type of story where they did a test and those which were accepted were accepted. The other answer is they came on their own. In sevens, Noach knew they were tahorin. Okay, Amar. The next quote now from the Brita. Right? This next quote over here is V'hakol kirvu olot. Right, and that is in the time of the Bamot, the Goyim. Right, that was a bright report yesterday. V'akol kivu olot, we said. Right, olot says the Gemara in Shlamim lo. It was olot, but when she wasn't Shlamim. So now the Gemara says as follows. We remember Shlamim, those Shlamim and olot, olot are completely burnt. Right, kulot toktar, and Shlamim. Only the chaylev, right? You hekter emarim, right? Like the leftovers and the certain things are burnt on the mizbeach, and the rest you eat. So Gemara says, but how do you know that it was only shlamim? Vaketiv, we've got a pasuk over here, and this pasuk comes from the Shmot. Vayizbechu zvachim shlamim lashem parim. That's already that same pasuk. We saw the pasuk yesterday. Vayishlachet narei bnei Yisrael vayelu olot vayizbechu zvachim shlamim l'Hashem parim. You see already at Har Sinai that Moshe sent the narim and they did olot and vayizbechu zvachim shlamim l'Hashem parim. So we see here that there were shlamim as well. And we look at Rashi says, v'sinai kodem hakamata mishkan have. And Sinai was before the Mishkan. Remember we had a discussion yesterday, when did the Kohanim take over, etc. We were this whole discussion. V'atamar, says Rashi, the arch lo who came a Mishkan lo kivu shlamim klal. That brighter yesterday said until the Mishkan came it wasn't shlamim. Now we see that Moshe Rabbeinu sent these youngsters to do shlamim before the at Matan Torah. Elaima, so correct the brighter. Hakol kirvu olot v'shlamim. It says the hakol kirvu olot v'shlamim. That you actually make a correction. They all could bring kirvu shlamim. How can it be? V'atanya v'ashlam imlo. We learn specifically ishlam imlo. Kid or any olot. Olot ishlam imlo. So he says, command Amar, it's a machloket. Lo kivu shlamim lebnei Noach. That bright today is like the opinion that bnei Noach didn't bring shlamim. Did because we're a machloket here. Amoraim, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yossi, Bar Chanina. Chad Amar, kivu shlamim lebnei Noach. V'chad Amar, lo kivu. Okay? So we can work out the bright can fit in with one opinion. We see there is a machloket over there where the bnei Noach did or didn't bring shlamim. So the verse says, my time with the man of kivu shlamim bnei Noach. How would the one side, we saw the machloket there between Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina, right? Whether you do or don't. So it says, what's the reason for the one who says that they didn't bring shlamim? They did kivu shlamim. So he says, why? Dichtiv vehevel, already kain vehevel, in that time, long before Noach, right? Hevi gam hu mi bechorot sono, u mi chal vehen. The pasuk says, right? והבל הביא גם הוא מבחורות צונו ומחל והן וישה השם אל הבל ואל מלכתו. So what does חל והן mean? What's the best that part of the חבל? It says that he brought צונו, right? גם מצונו ומחל והן. So the Gemara says, איזה הוא דבר שחלבו קרב לגבי המזבח ואין כולו קרב למזבח? What is the part that only חלב, a part of it is given למזבח and not the balance? הבל אומר, זה שלמים, because we have a hectare amorin. We only burn a bit of, we only do haktara on the small portion of the korban. The rest is eaten. So that's what he says, that the chelvehen is referring to the hektere morin. That's my explanation, by the way. I haven't seen any explanation on what that means. I don't know if you've got a note there, but there's no rashi on it. I'm just assuming that the chelvehen over here is the shlamim, is just a bit of hektere emarim. So it was like, my time I demand amar lo kivu. So then that seems like a pretty good argument. What's the other side of the argument? So he says over there, now if you look here again, the Shitta says, Ma taima demandama lo kirvu shlamim lebnei Noach. He adds in there, shlamim lebnei Noach. Dichtiv uritz, this is a bit more subtle, this answer. Because the pasuk over here says, in Shir HaShirim, uritzafon, wake up my north, uvoi taiman, and come to the south. Afichi gani yizlu bishma v'yavod odi legano v'yochal pri magadav v'yokam and base eat all the delicacies. So he says over here, dichtiv uri tzafon ubo teman. And then it says, hitna ari. Right? There's a shitta change there in the words. Okay? It says there, hitna ari. Right? So it says, uma shema aser b'tzafon. Wake up, my nation whose work is in the north. V'tavo uma shemaaseh b'tzafon uvedarom, and will come to a nation who will do their work in the north and the south. Right. So look at Rashi here. If you think a little bit laterally, remember that the avoda of the ole is in the tzafon. It's a kodesh kodeshim, and the avoda of the shlamim is in the darom of the mizbech in the south, because it's a kodesh kali. Look at Rashi there. Titnari lashon vayinei Hashem et Mitzrayim. God's waking up from the Mitzrim, right? Shemaasem betzafon. That was haynu olah shetunah tzafon. The goyim, their work is all in the north. Vatavo melech haMashiach, and the Mashiach will come. Uma shebemaaseh tzafon vedarum. Right, haynu Yisrael. Shemakrivin olot v'shlamim, rather in the north and in the south. Okay, a bit more difficult. So come on now, Zakashia. Wait a second, but each side of this machloket knows the other side of the machloket. What do they do with those psukim, right? Simple question. We've got two psukim here, right? We've got the one pasuk is titnari umash masebet safon, and the other one is with hevel. So umar nami aktiv mechal vehen, but the other side of the machloket knows about hevel with the chel vehen. So he says, now he says mishmanei hen didahu. It just means from mishmanei hen, from the fatty parts, in other words, the choicy parts, lav dafka the hektir emarin. Umar nami hakativ uri tzafon. But on the other hand, the other side knows it gets vahumi kibbutz galiot hu dichtiv. He says, no, that's not referring to korbanot, that's referring to tam b'shiach, the big kibbutz galiot from the north, from the south, etc., etc., etc. Okay. Vahakativ, says the Gemara, vayomer Moshe, we're talking now about Paro, right? Gama tati ten biadenu zvachim volot. So we solved that machloket over there. But now the Gemara's got another question about the fact that Goyim brought shlamim and not only olot. Because we got, when Moshe spoke to Pharaoh, he was about to leave. So he says, Gamatatem biadenu zvachim v'olot, vasim nashem lekenu zvachim lachila v'olot lakrava. And the fact that it says there's zvachim v'olot, look at Rashi, why did he mention Zvachim and Olot? Olot already Korban, what Zvachim? So Rashi says, yes, Zvachim, Hainu Shlamim. The Kodem Matan Torah, Kulu B'nai Noach, and before the Torah, in Mitzrayim, they were all B'nai Noach. See how we see that we're talking about Zvachim and Shlamim. So we see that the Shlamim wasn't put before the Torah. And Rashi answers, Umeshani, this answer isn't in our Gemara, by the way. If you look at that Rashi there. Rashi says the answer to the Gemara is, Umeshani Zvachim Einan Shlamim. That those Zvachim that Moshe was talking about on Shlamim. El Lashon Shchita Ba'alma Ulachila. He says, no. What he meant, Moshe, when he said Zvachim V'olot, he meant we'll shecht some animals, we will eat from them, and Olot will bring Korbanot. So they weren't necessarily Korbanot Shlamim. Vashim Lashim Lekas Zvachim Nachila V'olot Lekara. So Moshe said, wait a second, Bahaketiv, with regards to Yitro, when Yitro came, Vayikach Yitro Chotel Moshe, we've seen this Gemara as well, by the way. Vayikach Yitro Chotel Moshe Olav Zvachim. And right? So Yitro brought Olav Zvachim. And yeah, it must mean that we're talking about Zvachim or Shlamim. So Gemara says, Ahu Lacha Matan Torah Hu Ketiv. That's not a problem because Yitro came after Matan Torah. So Gemara says, wait a second. Hanich Laman Amitro Chet Ach Laman Torah. That all works well if you agree that Yitro came after Matan Torah. We know it's a machloket. El Laman Da'ama Yitro Kodeh Matan Torah. Yeah, my kid. So how are we going to explain it now? If you want to tell me, live with this argument that the Shlamim were after the Torah, how do Yitro give before the Matan Torah if he came in Matan Torah? Itmar Benen, and how do we know this machloket? So we see it, Ibn Benay Rechia, Rabbi Yeshua, Ben Levi. So on the one hand, it was Rabbi Yechia's two children, and on the other hand, Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi argued, Chanama Yitro Kodah Matan Torah Haya, Chanama Yitro Achra Matan Torah Haya. So we see the machloket. Right? So that's just straightforward. So according to what I said before, what are you going to tell me? He says, Laman, Dama Yitro Kodah Matan Torah Haya. So how will he deal with it? Kasavar. Shlamim, Einachinami, I'm adding in there, he krivu b'nei Noach. So you know what, b'nei Noach did bring Shlamim. Right? Now the Gemara says, how do we know about this whole machloket over here? Because Ketanai, there's a machloket Tanaim here about Yitro. So Yishma Yitro, Koyamidyan, Mashmo Shema, Babin Kayer, so Yitro says that Yishma, what did he hear that caused him to come and want to become Jewish and convert? So we got a machloket. Rabbi Yeshua, Milchemet Amalek Shama. We've learned this all before, right? I hope you remember all of this, right? We've seen these Gemaras, all these Gemaras, this whole Amud really Chazor. So I'm going through it very quickly. Rabbi Yeshua, Milchemet Amalek Shama. He was Milchemet Amalek. And how do we know that? And he came. I've got a Bach Edin Uba, and that's when he came. Sharei Ketiv, but Tzidok was close by in the Psukim of Yitro, it says. Vayachalash Yeshua et Amalek vet Amor lefich Arev. Yeshua wiped Amalek and with a sword. And that Yitro heard and he came. Rabbi Elezer, Amodai Omer, this is the second answer. There are three answers here. He says, Matan Torah Shama. Heard about Matan Torah Shama. Uba, Shekeshritna Torah Lishrael. Right? So he has according to the Gerit, not seeing the Machloket, right? The first one says Amalek, and Rabbi Zamodi says Matan Torah. And what's this whole story? A bit of a story here about Matan Torah. Shekeshritna Torah Lishrael, Yakulo Holechu Masif Haolam, Vaad Sofo, Vachomache, Ovechim, Achzatan, Ra'ada, Behechelehen. There was such a loud, massive noise throughout the whole world. All the kings were freaking out and trembling in their palaces. Vamru Shira, Shinemaru, Vahechalo, Kulo, Omer Kavod. Now it's quite interesting, right? How to fit in the psukim. We say the psukim is doubling all the time. Right? Vahechalo, Kulo, Omer Kavod. Look at Rashi there. Rashi says, Reisha Dekra. If you look at the beginning of the pasuk, the beginning of the pasuk says, "Kol Hashem yecholel ayalot of matan Torah mishtaye." And it's talking about matan Torah. Vehechalo shel kol melech umelech kulov omer kavod akosh baruch. So the pasuk says, "Kol Hashem yecholel ayalot vehechasof yarot." The literal translation "yecholel ayalot" means that he like flays deers. Vehechasof yarot. I don't know where he does something to their hearts. And vehechasof, and he flays them. And it basically causes a lot of, it can be pretty awesome. They all came to Bilam and they said, what's this massive, powerful noise we've heard? Maybe there's another flood coming to the world. Right? So there's a girsa change here. It says, the pasuk there next to it says, Hashem le mabul yashav. So he's going to return the flood. So Amalem Bilam says, no. Vayeshev Hashem Melech le'olam. Kvar nishba Kadosh Baruch Hu shel mevi mabul olam. He really promised the world. He made a swore oath. He won't bring another mabul to us. They said maybe more mabul shel mayim. Maybe he said only a water flood he won't bring. But mabul shel esh mevi. But he can still destroy the world. by fires, devastation. Shneimar ki ba'esh Hashem nishpat. The Hashem judges, or the world is judged by God through fire. Amar Tzvinam assured him. He said, "Don't worry. Kfanish ba she'enu mashchit kol basar." He really made a vow. God, he won't again destroy all the flesh in the world. If that's the case, what's this loud, massive, awesome noise that we've heard? Amar lahem, chemda tova yesh lo bebeit knizav. He's got this very precious piece, something very valuable that he's been storing away in his treasures. Shata gnuza etzlo taf taf kuf ayin dalet dorot. Now, if you want it before, if you don't do the math, you just look at Rashi. Rashi says, 974. Rashi spells it out for us. Right? Kodem shnivra olam. Right? Before the world was created. For 974 generations before the world was created. Ubikesh litna lebalav. He wanted to give it to his children. Rashi adds in, by the way, v'kavav me'adam v'ad Moshe. And another 26 generations from Adam until Moshe. Rabbeinu Harei di davar tziva le'elef dor. That's another part of Tehillim. Right? So that's how you get to the elef dor, 1,000 generations. Davar tziva le'elef dor. It's already been, for 1,000 generations, it's been instructed to the world. So it was 974 generations before the world was created, and 26 generations after Adam was created. We had 1,000 generations till Moshe. Shneimar Hashem oz la'mo yiten. Right? Look at this. It's amazing. Gemara this. Miyad patchu kulam v'amru Hashem yivarech lemo v'shalom. So where does that come from? From the Goyim. Right? Bilam said Hashem oz la'mo yiten, and the Goyim answered Hashem yivarech et amo v'shalom. Right? Quite amazing, right? You can hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. Rabbi Ezra made a third answer. So there's the first. The first answer was that he heard about Amalek. Second answer was he heard about Matan Torah. The third answer was Rabbi Ezra Omer. The first, remember, the second one was Rabbi Ezra Modai. Now it's Rabbi Ezra Stam. Kriyat Yamsuf Shamao Bai. Heard about Kriyat Yamsuf. Now only this, now we see this. So basically there are three opinions here. One's Amalek, one's Matan Torah, and one's Kriyat Yamsuf. Right? So Kriyat Yamsuf also can be for Matan Torah. So only the one opinion really says that he heard about Matan Torah. Right? It was the, if you want to answer the question on the Shlamim, so only one out of three opinions is telling us that Shlamim were after the Goyim, only got it, that they weren't Shlamim until Matan Torah, right? Interesting. But in another words, get sidetracked a bit completely. So it is Omer Kriyat Yamsuf Shamao Ba, he heard about Kriyat Yamsuf Shneimar, Vayi Kishmua Kol Machai Emori, that all the Emori heard about it. Va'af Rachav HaZonah Amar Shluchi Yeshua. And even Rachav the Zona, when Yeshua Shlichim came, she said to them, Kishamanu Et Asher Hovish Hashem Et Mei Yamsuf. We heard that Hashem dried out the waters at Mei Yamsuf. So now the Gemara goes and looks at two psukim. There are two psukim here where the question of Hashem drying out the waters is mentioned. So more like this: Mashnai hatam da amar v'lo yabam odruach, u'mashnai hachet k'amar v'lo kama odruach pa'ish. So look at the psukim in its completeness for a second. Look at Rashi actually. Rashi is like this. No, it's not Rashi. Sorry. Mashnai hatam. Right, so there the pasuk brings us. If you look at the Shlomo Kubetzet, he says over here, "Mashna hatam dichtiv lo ya bahem odruach u'mashna hachet dichtiv lo kama." And he says that in Masechet Sot, we wrote this Gemara as well. So he says like this: the first pasuk is speaking of Yiki Shema Komachay Emori, Asher be'ever haYarden. This is on the Yarden. Yama v'Komachay Aknani Asher alayam, Tasher Hovish Hashem et Mei haYarden. That's the pasuk there. Right, something's happening here. All right. So this is over here. Now suddenly I'm starting to get an echo here. Okay. So that, it says the first passage they quoted, Sasher Hovish Hashem Mehayarden. Ad Ovram Vayames Vayemas Levavam. And the second passage that she quoted, right, the extension of the passage, if you look in the Psukim, it says there, Malachem Yashem Eva Yarden Ischon Olog Asher Echirim Tam. Right, Vanishma Vayemas Levaveinu Velo Kama Od Ruach Baish. So the first pasuk only said Vayemas Levavam Velo Hayabam Od Ruach. Here it says Velo Kama and never stood up. Right, so the Gemara says Mashna Hachet Kama Velo Kama Od Ruach Baish. Why did Rachab the Zona? Right, remember Rachab the Gemara in, I think it was, it's the Gemara in Tanit, I think it is. that says she was the most beautiful woman in the world, right? And then she married Yehoshua. Remember this, eh? Rahab married Yehoshua. If I'm not mistaken.
Not Caleb.
No. Caleb? Was it Caleb? I think Yehoshua, no? I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure that Rahab married Yehoshua. No. Manny will check it in a second. But remember, Rahab in the Gemara, I think it's a Gemara, the Gemara, if I'm not mistaken, but I could be wrong, I think it's a Gemara in Chagigah in Tanah, it's like Daf Gimel, actually. What it says there, that Kola Omer Rahab, Rahab Miyad Nikri, that anybody even just mentions her name would because she was such a beautiful woman. And the Gemara says that's only if you knew her, if you had seen her, right?
Yeshua,
right. Yeah. She was married to Yeshua. Yeah, I remember that. So now, it says here, how did she know? So why did she mention over here, Akshuye, right? The law came that they couldn't, they said over here, they couldn't even get an erection, basically. They were so scared. That's the literal translation of this Gemara. So the Gemara says, Umina yada, the Amar Mar, and how did she know this? How did she know that they weren't able to have an erection, that all these kings? Look at Rashi, the Evel Tashmish. Rakshu, Vaya, Vihi Shaita, Yoda'at Bedavar, said Rashi. And she knew these things. Amr Shukh Yeshua Bedashonde. She said it like this. How did she know? The Gemara says, how did she know? Darmar Ein Lecha Kol Sar Benagid. There wasn't a minister or a governor. Shelo Ba Al Rachav Azona. They never came to have sex with Rachav Azona. But she was such a sought after prostitute that all the leaders of the world came to her. Amru, they said, but Esther Shani Maitak, she actually said, she was 10 years old, but I'm sure let me try. The Zanta call Arbaim Shana Shah Yushal Midbar. The whole 40 years that she was a prostitute. Achar Chamishim Shana Nidgaira. After 50 years, when Amishal came out, she converted Amra. And she said like this, Yeh Mecholi Beschar, that the actions I'm going to do now to save, and we'll see in a second in Rashi, the Melachim, right, that Yeshua sent, Mecholi Beschar Chevel Chalon Ufishtim. Right, the rope, the window, and the flap should save me. Look at Rashi there. Yimcholi v'mechilta tain. The mechilta is like this. Amra ribono shel olam, God, b'shlosha dvarim chatati. With these three things I sinned. B'shlosha yimcholi, and with these three things save me, forgive me. Well, how did she sin? V'chevel upishtim v'chalon, with the rope and the pishtim, the flaps in the window. Shayu menafim. All these benafim, right? These married men who were coming to relations with her, fornicators, they would hide and not, and they have to come by secret. They'd come up through her window, chachalon. You know, they come up and go down through her window on ropes. The gam tamantam, and she'd hide them. But pishtei haetz. I suppose if the police came to check up on them, she'd hide them under these. She had these wooden, I don't know, pishtei haetz, whatever they were. Ubotan shlosha dvarim atzman zachta latzira shluchim. And the Meshlichim came, that's how they were saved. They climbed up through the walls of Yericho, right? And she helped them come in on those same ropes through the same window and hid them as well. So that was Rahab. Okay, go on, Karaz. Amar Mar. The fourth quote now from that brighter which we saw yesterday. Uvdei kocham izmanazeh rasha'in lasotke. He says, and then the brighter said that Uvdei kochavim, what, Michael? What's wrong?
That's okay. No, just carry on. Sounds not so clear, but carry on.
Oh, well, that's a great pity because it's going nasty. Yes. Let's try bring it. Is that any better now?
Yes, a lot better.
Okay, let's try. I'm a little bit closer to me. Okay, well, you can't really. Okay.
Oh, I'm
Tertov. Are you Tertov? Eh? Better?
Okay, go ahead. Yeah.
Okay. Where's like Amar Mar? Of that kochem is banazir. Shana sot kekem inanim. How do you know that the goyim can do it in this day? Says the goyim like Tarabanan. Daber ben Israel. Then we got a pasuk over here. Daber daber ben Abukum ben Israel. Va'amar lehem ze hadavar shetiva Hashem lemor. So daber ben Israel. Ben Israel mitzuvim nashkut echutz. Right, those famous psukim which we've been quoting the whole last few dapim. Right, the whole parable of Yud Zayin. Remember Aleph to Chet, Aleph to Zayin, or shkut echutz and Chet and Tet or Mala bechutz. Can you hear me clearly? Okay, so that is Dabar Bnei Israel. That's only Bnei Israel. Not the goyim. Leficha kol echad echad bnei lo bamer atzbo. Goyim can build mizbechot for themselves. Umakim bnei kol mashiyut. They can build if they want. Amar Yaakov Rachav Amar Basi Asun le sayan ula asot shlichuta. He says nonetheless. Says Rav Yaakov Bar Achi Amr of Asi, they can do what they want. You can't help them, right? And you can't be their shlichim. Look at Rashi. What do you mean Asura Sayan? B'shat Isru Habamot Kogom Bizman Hazeh. Like now. You can't help them at the Shat Isru Habamot. Dikdushat Yerushalayim Ein Acharei Heter. Rashi is passing aloha here. Once we had Kedushat of Yerushalayim, there's no longer Heter Bamot. And therefore, you can't even help them. So now, Amar Rava. Now, the Shitta changes from Rabba to Rava. You'll see why it becomes important for the rest of the sugya. We're going to have a kashya on Rava, right? This kashya is going to go along. It's going to be like a long kashya all the way down. We'll see a whole long sugya on this, on the goyim building bamot, etc., and helping them build and building for them, right? So it says Amar Rava ule orinu lehushari, but nonetheless, you can explain to them how to do it. See Rashi there, oruye lahen hayach ya'asu. You can explain to them, you can teach them. So you can't help them or do it, but you can explain to them. Kiha, and we've got an example. Now we see now why it's Rava who's telling us this. Kiha de ifra hormis. We've seen this Gemara before, by the way. That's ifra hormis in Baba Batra. Yeah, there in Baba Batra we saw in Baba Batra. And we'll see then all these Gemaras we've seen. So quite a lot of chazor today. Right, the Ifra Hormiz Aimei the Shfur Malka. She was the Shfur Malka, the Persian king's mother. Shadra Kurban le Rava. She sent Rava a korban. Shalchanan. She said to him, Askaua ni al Hashem Shemaim. I want you to bring this korban for me and do it. Bring it up on the mizbeach for the Hashem Shemaim. Amar lehu. So now Rava says to Rav Safar, Rav Acha Bar Huna. He says to these two younger guys, Zilu v'darbu trei ulme gulaya. Look at Rashi there. He says, go lechu. Go find me two young goyim, b'nei gil echad, of the same age. Why the same age as Rashi? Shechei noy ledavar. It's nice. It's more mechubad when you haven't got a big and a young. You got two guys looking at the same. Almost remind you of like the what's it? The Azazel and Lashem. You know, you have to have. They have to be the same. They have the same heart, the same color, the same idea. Same idea over here. Right, give two youngsters goyim that looked at the same age. Right, nachzu heched demaske yama sirton. Now then, go and find a place. Right, Rashi says we had demaske yama where the water comes up sirton. Now Rashi says a strange answer here. So look at Rashi there. He says demaske yama sirton. He says limon beloaz limon, but I think he means more like a lime. Umit yabesh v'nase karka, that becomes clay, right? And when the water dries, it becomes clay. I think it's like a limestone type of thing, I think. Right? Deba'inan, right? We need it. Shelo nishtamesh hedyot b'mizbeach. We want to basically make a mizbeach that hasn't yet been used by hedyot. You can see Rava's giving instructions here to make everything new. Now remember, it's going to become important. The Gemara's going to ask a kasha on the new. So that's the first thing he tells them. They must find this lime, which is this clay, which they can use. Right, he says, "Veshaklu tzivei chariti," and also go and take. Rashi says, "If I take tzivei chariti, shelo nishtamesh b'hem adam shlo yehev shivrei kelim." Right, we want wood. Tzivei here, new wood. Right, and Rashi says specifically, not shivrei kelim, like broken off pieces of other wood, like a door or a cupboard, etc. Ba'afikei nura, right, memare chadita, right, and also he says here, nearly says Rashi. Shehu foishir shel ismatata. Now you'll see what he means in a second. Atzair beloashe shemotzin bo esh min ha'avanim. Like you'd get fire out of a stone. What's it called? Like a flint stone, I think. How do your Gemara translate it in English?
Fire.
Just fire, not flint, anybody? Okay, I thought it said like a flint, okay. Like fire from a rock, but like fine rocks that you can make fire from them, fire stones.
New piece of steel.
Okay.
Yeah.
Rashi says, "Yeah, shemotin bo esh min avanim." Okay, but maybe shel istema. Nirashu foishe shel istema. Maybe it's steel that you make. I don't know. Fire from. Okay, maybe you knock a rock with a steel against it. Right. Va'asku en yaleh l'shem shamayim, and go and bring up a korban l'shem shamayim. So now this is Rava. Okay. So Rava tells us we have to have new wood, we have to have new stone and new fire, etc., etc., etc. So Amar le Abaye commands, Abaye says to Rava, Who are you talking about? We'll see the second. You'll see just now it's going to come clear. We're speaking about wood. At the moment, it's a little bit not so clear. But in a few minutes, it'll become clearer. So I'm going to buy a command. Where do you get this from, Rava? He says to him that all has to be new. This wood especially. He says, from Rabbi Eliezer ben Shammua. You quoting Rabbi Eliezer ben Shammua. The Tanya, Rabbi Eliezer ben Shammua. We've got a brighter. Rabbi Eliezer ben Shammua says, right, and this is a brighter in Menachot. We'll see it. Please, God, we're going to start doing Menachot soon. Rabbi ben Shammua says, Ma mizbeach shlo yishtamesh bo hedyot. Just like the, you need a mizbeach that hasn't been used yet by hedyot. Af etzim, you want as well wood. That's why I said it would come clearer. Shlo yishtamesh ben hedyot. Wood, that's why I said this tzivei charity. He says, however, Abai's got a kashya on Rava. Because your whole basis for wanting new is because of Rabbi ben Shammua. Avavaha, but Rabbi ben Shammua himself, more than Rabbi ben Shammua, Obama. That when it comes to Obama, it's not necessary to have new wood. That's only for the Mizbeach. The Tanya, Katuv v'charomer, we've got a bit of a steer now in the Psukim. Now here comes a beautiful Gemara. Because we know that Avraham bought Marat HaMachpelah. We know that Yaakov bought Kever Rachel. We know that that Yosef's Kever was also bought. But now we see here that Harabayit was also bought. Basically, we've got all the places that are important to Judaism, we're all bought for money. Yeah, it comes and we're bringing us the proof of Harabayit. We've got a theory, we'll see in a second. The theory of Psukim is followed by Yitain David. It says here that David, there's a Shitta Chayt, not La Arnan. Because this Pasuk of here comes from Divrei Hayamim. There's a story in Divrei Hayamim and a story in Shmuel. In both those two books, there's the story of David HaMelech buying Harabayit. Okay, it was a case there, you know, when David Melech wasn't meant to count the people, and he did the counting of the census, and there was a magafan, people died, and the Navi came and said, if you bring a Mizbeach, a korban in a certain place, the magafan will stop. And David went and bought Harabayit, basically a place for the Mizbeach. And it was from Arnon. In the one, in Sefer Shmuel, it's called Arnon, and in Sefer Yirmiyahu, it's called all the other way around, Arvanan, and Arnan. So the Gemara is like, "Vayitan David la Arvanan b'makom shikle zahav mishkal sheshmot." Gave him 600 shekels of gold. Well, the Ktiv, another pasuk says, and this pasuk is in Shmuel. It says, "Vayiken David et agoren beta bakar b'kesef shkalim chamishim." He bought the barn. It was a barn that he used, right? From Arnon, or Arnon, whatever his name was, right? And the bakar b'kesef shkalim chamishim. So the one place says he paid 600, other place it says he paid 50. So the Gemara says there's a theory between the two. What did he pay, 50 or 600? So what's the Hakeitza? So the first answer is, Govei Mikosei V'Shevet Chamishim. He actually paid 600, but from all 12 tribes, he took 50 shekels each one, Shein Sheshmot, and therefore he made up 600. That's the first answer. Rebbe says no. Rebbe Omer Mishum Abba Yossi Ben Dustai Bakar Ve'etzim U'makom Mizbeach B'Chamishim. The cattle and the wood and the place for the Mizbeach was for 50 shekels. The whole Abayit, Kulo B'Shem, but the whole of our Abayit paid 600. Rabbi Eliezer ben Shammua Omer says, Bakar, similar to the first answer, but he says, Bakar u'beitzim u'makom Mizbeach, not the Eitzim, not the wood. He paid 50 shekels. The whole Abayit, Kulo B'Sheshmot. And for the rest of the place, he paid Sheshmot. Dichtiv, Mayomer, Arvana El David Yikach Ve'Aruni Hamelech Hatov Benat, whatever you want. Re'eh Habakar La'olav Hamorigim V'Klei Habakar Le'etzim. So here we're seeing that Arvana gave David, right, Morigim. We'll see what Morigim are in a second. But the Gemara is saying Morigim or Kalim of some kind, wooden Kalim. V'Klei Habakar, and old stuff which were used for the Bakar for Etzim. So we see here that David, who was building a Bama, because it wasn't yet the Mizbeach, wasn't yet the Mishkan, and he used second-hand wood from Arvanan. Right? Right? So Zakashia, a Koran Rava, because Abai approves it from this bright, even Rabbi Eliezer ben Shammua says that you have to have new stuff for a Mizbeach, for a Mizbeach, but for a Bama, he agrees that even David used second-hand wood. You with me?
Yeah.
Michael, you're looking pretty bored this morning. Is it okay?
No, I'm fine.
Okay. V'Rava Amasai, Rava's got a kasha, yes. Rava says, no problem. Hatamami Chariti. even there, the wood that Arvadam was giving him was new wood. So that's how the Gemara solves the question. Now the Gemara says, what is this my morigima? What are these morigim? So Amaula mitashil turval. It's a mita of turval. So look at the Gemara there now. Gemara says, Rashi says, so look at Rashi. Mita chel turval. Let's get the quote of Rashi's there. Kach nikra masechet para. But the Gemara doesn't understand it either. What do you mean, my mita shel? What is mita shel? Amar Abaya, is it the carcassa, the daishin dishai? He says, this is the type of an ez. Let's look at Rashi there. Kamin ez shel eitz. Like a wooden goat. It's like a big basic thing that you'd step along. The Yeshbo Yetedot Chadim, it's got sharp spikes. The Gamma Sur Charetim also got lots of grey, like slats in it. The Karnish Umorichom Evia La Kashim, and you bring it over on the produce. Shil Disha Lachar Shilusha Umitachim Nasin Teb, and you make basically animal fodder out of it. So that's what it was. It was like a wooden, like what we'd call like a plough of some kind, right? A plough or a shred or something like that. Samar Abaya Makra, what's the pasuk get back to? How do you know this? Abaya wants to know what a pasuk is. Give us a pasuk. Rashi says, "Dehu asui charitzim muchan ledom veledok." That you do this for. He says he brings the pasuk, and the pasuk comes here from Yeshaya. He says, "Hinei samtich lemorag charutz chadash bal pifiyot." That's like with swords. Tadush harim vetadok ugvaot kamot tashim. Basically, will smash up the ground, and you can use it. So now we got a new pasuk here. Makre le Rabbi lebare. Rabbi was reading to his son. Rabbi le kradani, and he's quoting psukim, and he was showing how there was a steer in the two psukim. Ketiv ayitin David, again this pasuk here about David buying Harabait. Ketiv ayitin David la Arnon, uchtiv ayitin David v'chulei. Haketzah, it's a stira. One says 60, one says 600, one says 50. So he says, go because of the shevet, chamishim, shesh, meshesh. So that's the first answer we gave, that from each shevet took 50, and that's how it came to 600. So Moshe says, v'akati kashim, still kashim, why? You look at the psukim says, the one pasuk says, kesef, and the other pasuk says, zahav. Right, the first pasuk says, "B'makom shiklei zahav, golden shkalim, mishkal sheshmot, which weighed 600." And the second pasuk says, "Habakar bekesef shkalim chamishim, 50 silver shkalim." We said, "Elach, I'm not a problem. Kova kesef, he took Iraq, it was silver shkalim, but b'mishkal sheshmot zahav, for the value of 600 in gold, it was much more silver shkalim, which equal to 600 gold." Now, you know what? I think let's stop over here. Tomorrow's a shorter daf, and we'll start this new sugya from tomorrow.